Welcome, welcome, welcome to Reaching New Heights with Troy Bell, City Manager, City of Muskegon Heights, where you get to know what you need to know so you'll be in the know. We're excited to be back on the air today, and thank you for everybody that sent in comments and questions and remarks. And so I appreciate the good feedback those that are of you that are enjoying the show, and those of you that had suggestions on things that you would like us to see us do in the future. So we're going to go ahead and get started real quick here, because I want to welcome in a guest, the Honorable City Manager for the City of Grand Rapids, Mr. Mark Washington.
Hey, good afternoon, Troy.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for being willing to join us today on short notice. I know you've got a lot of stuff going on, exciting times. So, and I know you got to go quickly. So can you give us a brief overview of the festivities?
Well, I appreciate, first of all, you inviting me in your leadership in here in West Michigan and ability to collaborate on not only things in our community, but also things in our profession as manager. And, you know, we both together share a common thread, not paternal thread. I want to point that out.
But not everybody can be perfect.
No, not everybody can be first. 1906. Right. But we share a common thread in that we are both members of the National Forum for Black Public Administrators. Mm-hmm. We focus on developing leadership, first of all.
Right.
And secondly, doing it intentionally with people of color, who many times have not had the opportunity for leadership development within the highest level of public administration and within city government, municipal government, council manager. It's either as a city manager or city administrator or county administrator. And I just did an interview a few weeks ago, and the interviewer pointed out that less than of all the cities we have in the country, thousands of cities, mm-hmm. Less than 5% are led by African American city managers. And so right. NFBPA is an affiliate of the International City County Management Association and serves to help develop public officials, public administrators. And they're having their annual conference here in Grand Rapids from March the 30th to April the 3rd. And it's going to be downtown here, hosted at the DeVos Place. And we're looking forward to everyone coming. Want to invite the public to attend some of the sessions that we have here. There are going to be great public policy topics.
Yep. And I'm excited about it. I've been mentioning it on the radio show for the last 4 or 5 weeks, just letting everybody know that we are blessed to welcome this prestigious organization to the west side of Michigan, and how important this organization is to maintaining and supporting and recruiting people of color to leadership roles in local government. And you've mentioned that this is a common thread, but you and I have had shared some of the same mentors in this organization, other than you being one of my mentors that I appreciate.
Yeah, no, there are some great leaders. National President Dr. Calvin Jameson is
my fraternity brother.
Is presiding over the session here. A national executive director for ICMA, Mark Ott, mm-hmm. is also someone that influenced my career coming through the ranks.
Mine as well.
Mm-hmm. He's also been in West Michigan, Michigan guy. He managed in Rochester mm-hmm. Hills, Kalamazoo, as well as Grand Rapids. He was to the city manager here in Grand Rapids. And so there's a lot of great people. And like this week, we'll be talking about major public policy issues like economic recovery, how to manage through the pandemic, your personal leadership skills. I'm going to be on a panel in about 45 minutes talking about public safety and housing. We'll have the magic man himself, Irvin Magic Johnson, who mm-hmm. come and speak to us about community redevelopment and investment and community development. As you know, obviously he's done great things on the court, but it's really his legacy lately has been his off the court work in community transformation. And now with this culture of startup and venture capitalists, angel giving, he's doing a lot of investment that's helping with the infrastructure of communities and creating entrepreneurs. And, you know, there's other topics around mobility and, I mean, just the gamut of all the public policy issues will be up for discussion. And then we don't just talk about work. There's an expungement fair on Saturday that will be here in the community.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And, yeah, with the clean slate laws that we have now, we have almost 100, I think they're trying to get 100 attorneys to volunteer their time pro bono to help people with all the pre-work and all the application. And so if you have any need for assistance in doing that work, the conference is trying to give back to the community and doing that work on Saturday.
You know, I remember when I first went to work at the mayor's office in Indianapolis, Magic Johnson was the first franchisee for Starbucks. You remember back when they allowed franchises, and he wasn't just putting up stores, he was changing communities. And so I'm excited to hear what he has to say and to be able to be part of that, because he's done some amazing things on the court, but like you said, more particularly the long-lasting, sustainable impact he's having on our communities. And so,
this is Women's History Month, and I think what we have learned, not only has there been inequalities among women, but when you're a Black woman, African-American woman, you have this stigma of both being Black and being female sometimes in leadership roles. And there's a powerful elected town hall official conversation with some powerful speakers. We'll have Nicole Killian, who's a congressional correspondent from CBS News. We'll have the Honorable Sharon Hurd, who's the president of the National Black Caucus of Local Elected Officials. We'll have the Honorable Victoria Wooders, who's the mayor of Tacoma, Washington. And the Honorable Angeline Butler, who is the mayor of Forest Park, Georgia. And our Honorable Mayor Rosalind Bliss, who will also in Grand Rapids be part of that discussion, along with the Mayor of Savannah, Georgia, and Franklin County, Commissioner from Franklin County, Ohio. But elevating gender equality is also a role of our organization. You know, it's just a great opportunity for people to come and learn and develop.
Well, I had shared with the audience in the past that I had the pleasure of serving on the board of this organization, and I never thought that I would be in the city or in the area to welcome the National Forum for Black Public Administrators in the community where I'm working. So I know you got the Benny for having it in Grand Rapids, but that's close enough for me.
I know. And so we need you to do whatever good work you're doing today. Finish your show and pack your bags and hit the highway to get here as fast as you can.
Oh, yeah.
We're looking forward to seeing you in the city.
Looking forward to being there. So I'm on my way. All right.
Okay. Well, I'll tell them you're coming.
Okay. I appreciate you. And thank you so much for joining the show and all the work that you do.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you. Take care.
Take care, brother. All righty. So I'm glad that Mark was able to take time out of his schedule to be able to join us and give. I know you've heard it from me multiple times, but it's always nice to hear it from an esteemed colleague like Mr. Washington, who's doing some amazing things in Grand Rapids. And all those things that he's doing have a ripple effect that benefit us all, the community in general and people of color. So I was excited when he was able to join the show. But let me reiterate, the conference is going on beginning this evening and running through to Sunday. Go online at nfbpa.org. That's N as in November, F as in Frank, B as in Bravo, P as in Papa, A as in Alpha.org. Take a look at the conference schedule. The schedule includes a lot of great seminars, workshops, speakers, but also some great entertainment too. And so if you have an opportunity to jump over to Grand Rapids and be part of that, you definitely will not be disappointed. So come on out. So with that, I'd like to move on in the show and welcome to the show a Reverend Kai Guy. As you all probably know, Kai Guy is the pastor of one of the local churches here in Muskegon Heights. And I'm waiting for him to come in. Let's see. There we go. All right. welcome to the show. So I invited Reverend Guy to join the show, not as Reverend Guy, but as our newly hired, newly minted. I guess you started on just the past other day as the Deputy Public Works Director for the city of Muskegon Heights. So welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you.
I realize this is a little bit preemptive because I want to make sure that you have an opportunity to be introduced to the council formally. But I know that you've already hit the ground and you're already, you hit the ground running. And yes. I thought this was a perfect opportunity on the show to be able to introduce you to the community. Thank you for applying for the position. We advertised for this position for a number of weeks, and I was excited to see you put your hat in the ring and make it through the interview process and come on board. Because as I said, when I was hired as the city manager, I was really wanting to emphasize the effort to be able to hire people from the community in key roles to that are part of turning the city around, the city government around, and the community. So welcome to the city of Muskegon Heights as an employee.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Well, and I wanted to give you an opportunity. I know you've only been in the role for a couple of days to share with the community some of your thoughts and goals and visions for the role, for the position, for the organization as the section chief of public works.
Well, I want to say thank you, first of all, I already call them the A-team. Mm-hmm. A-team already down there at DPW, the A-team. We had our first meeting today. Everybody's all hyped up and we all good. And I want to give them a real good shout out today because I've seen already in a couple of days their hard work, what they've been doing. And I just want to let them know that I appreciate them already. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of good people that's working with me, and they looked at me a little sideways at first, but now we are all together. So
very good. And I don't know that the community is aware in detail that 2008 we used to have 30 some odd employees in public works, and now we're down to 12, 14 people in public works, and still being asked that the city didn't shrink, you know, still 4 square miles. The challenges increased. The equipment was not replaced, has not been replaced. And so we're fixing on 20-year-old, 15-year-old pieces of equipment. So it's a heck of a challenge what we are asking public works to do. And bringing you into this equation. It's a mammoth request to come in and figure out how you can provide quality services to the community with less manpower and aging and missing and equipment.
Well, first of all, I have to give it out to the team. The people that Muskegon Heights has hired and those guys who've been there a long time, mm-hmm. they make it happen with nothing. Right. So I hope our community will give us time I got some expectations. My expectations is to make everything look excellent, but it's hard to do excellent work with machinery that's malfunctioned, trucks that we can't carry all the people that we need to carry. Mm-hmm. So they're doing the best they can. So my charge is to try to stay close enough to you to push you to find us some money so that we can get the proper tools and the proper equipment for the people to do, for our team to do the best job we can. They're doing great with, as you stated, limited equipment and malfunctioning equipment. And not only that, older equipment. Mm-hmm. And they keep it running. They know how to drive with it. They know how to work with it. Mm-hmm. They doing such, I don't know how they do this as good as they're doing mm-hmm. with the stuff that we have. Right. Like you said, 2008 was a blow, but we're in 2022 now, mm-hmm. and they ain't complaining about what they have, but I can see it in their faces and their eyes. Like, Kai, if you can get us a better truck, if you can get us a lawnmower, if you can get a snowplow, we can do a great job. So, mm-hmm.
And as you said, we're going to work to see how we can address those things. Definitely. Our challenge, of course, is the lack of funding, yes. but we should be able to do something. And I think it's going to be an incremental process and we're going to have to take baby steps, but I'm sure that after a few of those steps, we'd be able to take some leaps and bounds and be able to bring those things to the table.
I think we're good as long as we're stepping in the right direction. Mm-hmm. I think that's good. And just bringing attitude and the right attitude back. Like mm-hmm. As the kids say in basketball, mm-hmm. I need some unis and I want our department to look like Muskegon Heights. So trying to get some new uniforms mm-hmm. and look the part, right. dress the part so that the community can say, all right, those people work for DPW at the Heights, you know.
Right.
Give us a sense of pride, and then they don't have to tear their clothes up and at work and but then that give them a sense of pride of who they are and give us a visual presence mm-hmm. in the community and to let everybody know who we are. We just gotta make sure that the right thing, because I don't want to, you know, I haven't worked in the sun with them, so I don't want to get them a sweatshirt and they out here doing patchwork with a 400 degree kettle in 90 degrees mm-hmm. and I done got them sweatshirt, so I'm talking to them and see what they want. But right. you know me, I feel like this: you look good, you play good. So I mm-hmm. want them to look good and feel good about what they're doing. But I don't want them dying out there in a sweatshirt that I picked
right.
for right. and to have on a good T-shirt or something, some boots.
Well, I have been out there with them a few times, and I can second that emotion. You got to have the right clothes. You know, what's the saying? There's no bad weather in Michigan, just bad clothing selection.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I wanted to touch a little bit on your background, because I know people might know you from the pulpit, but not know much about your academic credentials. And so I think it's important for people to hear, you know, a little bit about your academic credentials and your background.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I have to say this. I am a proud graduate of Muskegon Heights High School, 19 class of 1989, you know, arguably the best class that ever went through Heights. But, you know, every class from Heights going to say they're the best, but 89 we are. I graduated with my bachelor's and my master's from Cornerstone University. My bachelor's is in business administration, mm-hmm. the bachelor's of arts, and then my master's is in business leadership. And at this point in my life, I don't know why I did this, but at this point, I am enrolled and working on my doctorate in ministry at Payne Theological Seminary in Wilberforce, Ohio.
Excellent. So you're feeling a little bit of my pain working on the doctorate at Purdue.
I don't know how you with all the stuff you do every day, I don't even know how you have time and give it as much effort as you have to give it because it's a lot of work. And people think it's easy, but it's a lot of work.
It is, but it's by the grace of God. You know?
It is the grace of God.
On you more than you can handle. So
exactly.
I hold to that steadfastly.
Yes.
Well, I got a chance to see your application and your resume. You know, those are things that I did not realize about you. I was excited to see that because what I was looking for, particularly with DPW, is somebody that had interpersonal skills, that had business background knowledge, because I'm looking for us to up our game on the administrative level, to be able to put checks and balances in place, accountability systems in place, to really bring to the table the documentation that allows us to be able to collect the data so that we can make better decisions on purchasing equipment, better decisions on servicing equipment, better decisions on how we do preventive maintenance throughout the community, not waiting till something breaks, but having a sense of how long things last and proactively replacing those things to be able to decrease the cost of our materials and equipment based on planning and training.
That is all big, and that's something that's in my wheelhouse. So I have to do that, and I have been doing that forecast and all that as a pastor of a local church. So you have to do all that. You have to cut costs and still put out a great product every week. So I understand that part of the job and leadership. And that part of leadership,
right? And I guess, you know, thinking about it, when you have to shepherd a whole congregation, a lot of that is part of your daily routine.
Yeah. So even now, what we have to do at DPW is build relationships. We work better when we have good relationships. Mm-hmm. So. My plan is, they taught me a lot in a few days. You know, mm-hmm. it's some smart people. So it's no sense of hiring to your strength. You hire to your weakness. Mm-hmm. And so I believe that our weakness has not been the workers or their ability to get the job done, because they know how to do it. They know how to do it. So I'm the one that can go between and figure out some things while they getting the job done.
Right.
That's what's going to make us a good team and a good staff of people for mm-hmm. the community, because of I think you getting me hired to their weakness. Mm-hmm. And so now we are stronger all the way around, because when I tell you, they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. And so, and they're asking me to know what I'm doing to help them get it done. And they're pushing me, and I'm pushing them already. So I think it's going to be good for the city.
I agree 100%. I've always thought that we had good people that loved this community, that cared about this community. We just needed to put them in a position where they could succeed and shine. And it's just a matter of making some of those changes and adjustments to put the systems in place, to put the structure in place, to allow them to play to their strengths.
Yep. And like I said, I honor them and respect them already. They already got it. We all got in trouble yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so we all felt the pain, but we took it and we made adjustments, and we the 18. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow morning we're gonna talk about it and drink coffee together in the morning and before we get out. So I'm excited about my part.
Excellent. Well, I think it's important to also mention I had promised council that we would do an assessment of public works, and to that end, bring in an engineering firm to be able to do an analysis on the facility, because the facility clearly needs some love, some TLC.
Yep.
And I'm looking for them to give us a report, to do their assessment and give us a report on the condition of the facility, modifications, upgrades, needs with regard to the facility, but also with regard to equipment, manpower and staffing. Do we have the adequate number of folks to do what we need to do? Do we have the right competencies in place to be able to do what we need to do? Do we need to train up, or do we need to hire in for specific competencies that we may have gaps in? And then looking at our systems, processes, and procedures, and give us an assessment of how our systems are today and what we need to do in order to get to the appropriate structure of processes, systems, and procedures to be as effective and efficient as possible. And so I see you're coming on board at this moment, the optimal time to be able to, in a sense, build the plane as we're flying it. You know, have you heard that adage?
Yeah, I've heard that. So I appreciate that. We hit the ground running, and we do. They already have some systems that's there, or we have some systems that's there. We just got to go back and start implementing those ones that worked. And I think that the team is okay with removing those that didn't work. And it's going to be good to see how the firm lines up with what our thoughts are and look at our needs as well.
And I fully believe that as they begin to provide us with some of the results of their assessments, that we'll be in a position to assess that and move forward on implementation. There's a mountain of stuff that needs to be done, but I think between you being on board and the existing staff, that we're in a position to make it happen.
Yeah, I think we already got a plan to already do some housekeeping stuff to make our presentation look better when you pull up on us. So we're gonna do our best to do a little house cleaning and housekeeping and make everything look good when you come to our facility.
Excellent. So,
and I hope the council, as they're looking at us coming, I hope they would drive down there, come in for a while, so that they just don't see that we're just asking for different things, but see the need that we for the need of the things that we're asking for. It's some simple stuff. It ain't nothing big. It's just stuff that we need to make our building look good, make our city look good, and they hold the key.
Well, I also want to thank the union, because in the brief meeting that we have with the union representatives, they seem to be open and receptive to the effort that we're putting in collectively to move our public works department to the next level. And that's not always the case. Not every union is receptive to the potential of change. And so I want to applaud them and compliment them on, you know, having an open mind and being willing to look at it with a positive approach.
I thank you for mentioning that our union and our union guys are great. They boisterous, and I like that. I like that because I want to know what you think, and we're not gonna fall out about it. You know, as I told them today, in families we fight, but we still go out and we together. So. Mm-hmm. Our union guys, they're really good. And here's the thing that I like about everybody down there. They love that place.
Mm-hmm.
So they care about Muskegon Heights. And I just think that somewhere along the way, the community, the council, the city just forgot about them, but want them to do everything right, but never says, "Hey, man, that was a good job."
Mm-hmm.
Or never say, "Thank you." You know, those things go a long way. Just to say, you know, man, I seen y'all out here cleaning up Broadway. Thank you. I ain't gonna throw nothing out the window while y'all out here cleaning up.
Right.
You know,
and it's always nice to get a honk of support. You know, people, when you ride by and you see the hard work that's being done, you know, just a beep beep to say thank you. That's always nice. And I encourage the community to support, you know, the work that our DPW is doing. So I want to back up a step and talk about your role, because yes, I've charged you with bringing in the administrative piece and charged you with changing the look of DPW, which you are. I love the fact that you are already on it with, you know, improvements in the way the facility looks, as well as improvements in the way the vehicles look, and what you just mentioned about new uniforms. You know, I think that's spot on with what I was hoping that we would be able to do at the minimum. But back up a little bit, we used to have a director of public works, and we used to have a director of water filtration. And as a result of some of the retirements, instead of just replacing those positions, the community may not know that we restructured our public works and utilities departments. We combined them into one department, and now we have a utilities and public works department, one department. And within that department, we have two sections, the water filtration section and the public works section. And I want to call you Pastor Guy. Mr. Guy is heading up the public works section. And instead of so we eliminated the director position, replaced it with a deputy director position, combined it. The deputy director manages the public works section, and within public works, we now have a foreman two instead of a foreman one, which is one bump below what we used to have. That will allow us to hire more people into public works. This position was created a year, maybe a year and a half ago, and we've finally been able to fill that position. So public works has been operating in an undermanned capacity in terms of the leadership team. So I'm excited to have you now take that role running the public works section. Now, within the public works section, you have water distribution. Those are the guys that are responsible and ladies that are responsible for the sewer pipes, the water pipes, the turn-ons and the shutoffs, as well as the ladies and gentlemen that are responsible for the other division, which is streets, cemeteries, parks, public facilities. And so I want to make sure that now that the city, at least those that are listening in, we will be posting an org chart here pretty soon that will lay that out so that you can see it visually and understand who is responsible for what. Mr. Allen, who was a guest on this show previously, I guess about 2 months ago, is the director of utilities and public works. He was formerly the director of the water filtration plant. And so within that organization, we now have Mr. Guy as our deputy director responsible for managing the public works section. So good deal. So what I'd like to do is segue into the aspect that overlaps with public works. And you've heard me say it, and I've said it before in the community, the way that our community looks ultimately falls to the public works department. It starts with our citizens, though. It starts with the community, because we each have to take responsibility for our properties. We each have to take responsibility for the city. Yes, we have folks that are hired to help us manage the trash, but this is our community. And if we see trash on the ground, we need to be feel compelled to pick it up, even if it's not ours. Understanding that we are dealing with a public works department that is less than half of what it was before. If we all chip in and if we all work together, we can make Muskegon Heights beautiful again. And so I think this is a nice overlap with the campaign that's beginning on April 1st, which is Beautify the Heights, Fight the Blight. And you've heard me talk about it on the show before, but it's not just about a slogan. What it's about, more importantly, is a mindset. The mindset that I think is shifting in public works with the new leadership that Mr. Guy is bringing to the table. You're going to see billboards going up about this. You're going to see postcards coming out about how we can all be part of beautifying Muskegon Heights. Things as simply as cutting your grass and raking your leaves, making sure that your trash can is not overflowing, making sure that you bag your trash before you put it in the bin, putting it out there on the day of or the night before, not leaving your trash out there for two or three days. You know, those types of things make a difference in the way that our community looks, and the ability of public works to be able to step in when those residents might need help, when those residents might miss a beat in terms of what they should be doing, to pick up tires or to pick up mattresses here, there, to cite it, to notice it, and then send out an invoice for it. This is going to be how we clean up our community. And I'd be remiss of me not to mention parking vehicles in the grass. I said this and I say it over and over again. After April 1st, no more parking on the terrace, no more parking in the yards. Got to park on the street or in the driveway or in the garage, or else you might get a citation and get towed. So with this campaign, I anticipate people might say, well, you know, what we spent on this campaign could be used to hire another DPW worker, or it could be used to extend the paving another 50 feet, or it could be used for 100 other things that, you know, might seem like they're more important. But what's important about this campaign is about changing a mindset. And I think that is more powerful than one person or 50 feet or 25 feet of pavement. If we come together as a community and prioritize the way we look, the way we operate, you're going to see a huge momentum shift in Muskegon Heights. And so I think it's a nice segue, the role that Public Works has in leading this campaign of Beautify Muskegon Heights, Beautify the Heights, Fight the Blight. Mr. Morrow Inspections has put together a beautiful package of PR work to get the word out what the expectation is, and now we just need to make it happen and implement it. So I want to welcome you to that team and also extend the hand to members of the community. If you want to organize, and get together and help with the cleanup effort that's kicking off on March 1st with this campaign. We have, and you may not have seen it yet. Have you seen the big trailer that, that we have down there at DPW with the?
I've seen the big trailer, but I want to add to something. I know you're doing a campaign, but can we have the citizens if gain their respect and let people know this ain't a dumping city? You don't bring everything and dump in our city.
Right.
We've spent a lot of my last couple of days not only filling potholes, but cleaning up the dump sites.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see somebody dumping, take a picture, get the address, I mean, get the license plate, or if it's you, stop it, you know, get a tag. Because I don't think we should live, if we're going to beautify our city, we shouldn't let nobody come and dump in it. And
that's right.
And we, and like I said, I want to hold our guys, accountable, and they're holding me accountable. So, respect the guys who are out here, the ladies and gentlemen who are out picking up these mattresses off, Keating and Wood Street and all this. So if that campaign is going to work, help us by reporting it, and then we'll see if we can get something done when our citizens report that people are dumping. We got to be able to knock on their door and give them a citation or take them to jail or something if we can find
You know. Well, we do have, I'll remind everyone, we do have a 1,000 reward courtesy of 103.7 The Beat. For any information that would lead to the successful prosecution of people who are dumping. So you see somebody and you can give the police department a call and give them the information and get that reward so we can stop people from dumping in this community. So I appreciate you bringing that point up because and more often than not, it's people coming from outside the community. But we need to create that accountability, and we can't, public works can't be everywhere all the time to be able to see this and capture it. So we need the community to help. Those of you who are bringing on board the, are participating in the Ring Doorbell campaign, that's helpful as well. Because when we have instances like that, when we find dumping sites, we can always go back and look at the footage and see the truck that drove down the street that had that sitting in the back of the bay before they dumped it at the end of the corner at the vacant lot. So if we all, if we're all in on this, there's no reason and no way that we won't be successful in up in lifting the heights. I mean, that's what reaching new heights is about. So, just to catch some of the comments in the chat. Yes, we can do a quarterly update of initiatives, and that's something that will be coming with a revision of our website. We're in the process of bringing on board an upgrade of our website. So those things we can push out as part of the upgrade of the website. She's asking for a quarterly report, update posting initiatives and accomplishments to keep the citizens informed. April
1st. Definitely do that. And I think the accomplishments will not only be good for the citizens, but also good for my team.
Staff, that's right.
Yeah, it will be good so the citizens can know. And everybody won't think that they just sitting around all day at shelves and everything. So that's good for us. And we definitely will do that. Mm-hmm. We definitely gonna post that.
And even though we might think that the buck stops at DPW, we also have to understand again that we got limited staff and limited equipment. And that's why I'm asking both our police department, our fire department, all the departments to be part of the effort to catch people, to identify issues, to identify problems and feed them back to us so that we can address them. You may have noticed that the street lights, the consumers, the high hat street lights on Peck and on Broadway are now all on. And that's due in part to citizens calling in and reporting those lights and the police department at night catching them, the fire department catching them and reporting them. So when we work as a team, we are much more effective and efficient. Let's see. And listing the dump sites at the city's page so that we can support the effort of the city so we can identify those. I mean, I know if you're on that block and that dump site is near you, you know, but it's nice to have a community effort by identifying those things. Ms. Ross has added that a calendar of events is currently being put together along with initiatives as well. So, yes, we have started working on, I've mentioned this before, putting together a calendar of all the wonderful things that we're doing in Muskegon Heights, and also including things like when is the leaf pickup start and when does it stop? When do the parks open for the season and when do they typically close? Those types of things are included in the calendar of events. And Jennifer Ross and Kaya Thornton and their team are working hard on putting that together, as well as implementing some of those events like Juneteenth and the Street Fest. So, and I also understand that there is an upcoming in June, a fishing event. So there's a request in for that down at Mona Lake. And I know we have scheduled in July, I believe, the festival in the park. So all of this will be captured in that calendar of events so that there'll be better awareness of the things that are going on and dates that are critical. So once the calendar is completed, we'll post the calendar on the website as well as in Facebook. And we will have brochures that we'll be able to share with within the community and outside the community. Because I think one of the assets, I've said this many times, one of the key assets of our community is our people, the city of friendly people. And the events that we host and conduct, it puts that on display. I mean, puts it on blast. This is the city of friendly people. And so we need to make sure that we take advantage of our assets and that we promote our assets. And that is what we can do through the events. And that calendar is a part of promoting our community. All right. I think we touched on all of the comments that are in there now, in addition to all the congratulations for Mr. Guy and his new role. What I'd like to ask to wrap this up before we conclude here in the next 5 minutes is, you know, you obviously, Pastor Guy, have been a member of this community for many years, even though you might have escaped for a short while. Run away, I should say.
Yeah.
And come home. I think it would be valuable to hear your perspective, having been a resident and a pastor, on the transition of Muskegon Heights from where it was when you were growing up to where it is now and to where you see us going in the future.
5 minutes won't be enough time.
I know that's unfair to put you under the gun with 5 minutes left.
With how great our community was for us growing up. We could go from the west side to the east side on our bikes and we could be out all day. We would play football in the streets, so it wasn't no potholes. Our school had so much pride. Mm-hmm. Our city was a city of pride, and people worked and made money. We lost a lot of jobs. We lost our pride. A lot of people moved out, didn't come back. I'm one of them. I just happened to come back. People lost faith. In our community, people lost faith in the church. They've lost faith in our civic leaders. Just lost faith and hope. And so at this point, what I would hope that we would and people have forgotten how to love and forgive. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds churchy, but that's who I am. But if we don't get to the point where we get back to faith, hope, and love, mm-hmm. We'll never be who we need to be. We'll never go back. And I don't want to go back. I want to go forward.
Right.
I know a lot of people want to go back to the old. I don't want to go back. I want to be greater going forward. Mm-hmm. So we got to change some of our mindsets and our thought process so we can be better going forward. Mm-hmm. And if they done it before, we can do it again.
We can do it again. You're right.
Do it again. We just got to have the right mind. We got to be, we can't be stuck on what happened 20 years ago. It's not going to happen again. Right. 20 years ago, 25 years ago, I didn't have a cell phone. Now it started off as a mobile phone, mm-hmm. a car phone. Now it's a cell phone. Mm-hmm. And I take it everywhere I go. Right. Now it's a smartphone. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to go back. No, none of us really have my mom does and a couple of her people. They have house phones still hanging on the wall, different mm-hmm. things. But those things are in the past, and we got to work for the future and be great in our present and mm-hmm. be even greater in our future.
Right. We have to have a reckless passion for better.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what Reaching New Heights is about.
You can't live in frozen success. Mm-hmm. You can't live in frozen success. One trophy doesn't mean you're a champion. You won that one championship. I want to win some more.
Right.
I want to win again. I don't just want to win one game. Mm-hmm. I want to go. So I don't want to live my life in frozen success. I want to let that go and get some more successes.
Right. Well, I appreciate you for taking the time to come on board, and I'm excited to introduce you to the community and your new capacity and your new role. I think as we begin to build our leadership team going forward, you know, we had to take a little respite there because of COVID, but I think now we are in a position where we can begin to make some things happen. And I'm confident that we will, and that the community will see it, and that we'll create momentum towards reaching those new heights. So thank you for joining the program. I look forward to having you come back in the future so we can talk about not what we're gonna do, but what we have done, and celebrate those successes. So
I can't wait.
Welcome to the team.
Thank you. Right. Shout out to the Dream Team, the DPW. We the Dream Team. Watch us.
The A-Team, the Dream Team.
We the Dream Team.
Well, thanks again for tuning in, for clicking on, for watching Reaching New Heights with Troy Bell, the city manager, city of Muskegon Heights, where you get to know what you need to know so you will be in the know. And 103.7 The Beat. Be blessed.